Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
We all may have seen the terrible tattoos where there is a misspelling. The guy who has no regrets tattooed across his chest. It was supposed to be no regrets, but it was misspelled. No regrets, not a one. And remember the story of poor Hayden Panettiere, who had the tattoo "Live Without Regrets" put on her ribs and then had to have it removed because it was misspelled. Yes, it was written in Italian, but talk about regrets. Big time regrets. Hashtag without regrets. Strayer University did a one-day study and put up a chalkboard in New York Central Park. They had people write down their biggest regrets in life. And it wasn't long before a pattern emerged. It wasn't the stuff that they had done that they regretted. It was the stuff they hadn't done that was getting written down. Not studying acting. Not being a better friend. Not taking that trip. It was possibilities not grabbed, words not expressed, and aspirations not chased. Oftentimes, joy requires us to get involved, to take action and be a little brave. My cousin's husband, Delwyn, doesn't love water activities, but he is contemplating a river float down the Chattahoochee because that's what the group he's traveling with is doing. I promise you, Delwyn, it will be something you will be so glad you did. You will have faced the fear and get to revel in all the memories. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled, Let Me Be Clear. At a family dinner party this spring, we were talking about bucket list items. And my mom said she had a bucket list thing she'd never done. We all leaned in. We knew she didn't have much time left to pursue these desires. So we were floored when she shared that she always wanted to walk into a room and with a wave of her hand, ask for the room. My mom, who never spent a day in a conference room, wished to clear the room. We asked her why this was something she wanted to do, and she said, for the sheer power of it. We all loved that answer and said, well, you could do it right now. Feel free to clear the room. But she said she liked us all and wanted us to stay. It was all very cute. And then the week when she was on hospice, she was asked whether she had any regrets. And she said she wished she had gone to Portugal. So, in her honor, her kids will be taking a trip to Portugal when she would have turned 80. And then at least we won't have that regret at our own end. Hashtag without regrets. Okay, break's over. Perhaps you regret how a relationship ended, or not finishing a project or a certification. Maybe you have a regret about the road not taken, or the room not cleared. Well, your life is not over. You still have skin in the game. You can remedy most anything, or at the very least, make it count because you learned something from it. There can be usefulness in the lessons learned along the way. Or, at the very least, you have a good story and maybe a bad tattoo. Hashtag without regrets. One of my famous qualifiers to avoid regrets is to take the pillow test at night. As you lay your head down on your pillow at night, ask yourself, did you do right by the day? Did you live with integrity and a sense of ethics? Did you try to respect others, both the people you love and strangers? Did you try to accomplish something, be of value or service to the world? Basically, would your grandma be proud of how you ran your day? That's the pillow test. Now, some Texans around here call it the cowboy code. If it ain't true, don't say it. If it ain't yours, don't take it. If it ain't right, don't do it. And I'll add one more. If it ain't spell checked, don't tattoo it. And that's the crux of how to live without regrets. We can boost our joy when we live a bold life, but also with a few checks and balances in place. And when you find yourself with a few regrets, address it right away. Do a make good. Whatever went awry, fix it quickly. Apologize promptly for slights given. Return items you borrowed and kept too long. Eat healthier today rather than yesterday. Start planning your next trip. My challenge for you is to take the pillow test tonight. Double check your day. Correct any mistakes in a timely manner. #withoutregrets. Live boldly, but with great intention.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.